Thanks, Gabe. With the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio approaching in August, the stakes are high as athletes compete for spots on the USA track and field team at the Olympic trials. Last week, runners like Brenda Martinez dove across the finish line, throwing their bodies forward in attempt to secure a place. In close races, the athlete's torso that first crosses the finish line is used to determine the winner, making diving to the line appear to be a logical move. However, many argue against this, as speed is equated to the amount of force delivered from the athlete's body, from their abdomen down the leg and through the foot, into the ground. In a diving finish, the athlete starts to decelerate when their leg does not strike the ground, rendering them unable to transfer this force. Instead, it is recommended to run 2 to 3 yards past the finish line, maintaining energy and speed while avoiding potential injury from diving onto the ground. For more information on this and other human performance topics, visit us at HuffEinsInstitute.org. Until next time, this is Alexis Applequist, HuffEins producer, wishing you an active and healthy week.